Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart Podcast Health, where you should get all your information from. That's Podcast Health. And of course, Radio MD. Thank you for doing that. Today is 1274A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, wonderful guests. So do download our B segment this week. New information on a lot of related data, but it's going to sound like a GLP broken record. Now, before I get to the GLP story, I should say there are some other medical stories, but the GLP one is really one that sets my heart pumping hard and will keep it pumping hard longer, I believe. Before we get to that, I should say we are sponsored by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Dye Rescue, and of course, TruBiotics, and bovine colostrum. And of course, for longevity.com, our own coaching program to help you live younger, longer. Sign up for the free newsletter there. And by the way, if you want to get my blog, that's at Michael F. Roizen, RoizenMD.substack.com. The keys for this week are a few. One, teenage sleep is really a problem. That's our wellness foreplay story of the week. Teens are not getting 8 hours that they need, and that's a big problem for their health. Secondly, that report from the Netherlands indicates that pregnancies causes significant and long-lasting changes in the brain's functioning, which may result in postpartum depression. So make sure you get treatment for it as soon as possible to avoid the long-term effects. The other story is how many people are living with cancer survivors. It's around 19 million in the United States, which shows that 70% of people who develop cancer are still alive 5 years later. Remarkable progress. A lot of that is due to CAR T, that T cell, what we call killer T cell, being reprogrammed and targeting against your cancer. Those are really big changes that have occurred in the 56 years since Nixon declared the war on cancer. We didn't have much progress till 1990. Now we're getting it in droves, and that's great news. Now, before we get to the big story, which is the GLP story, I want to just say it is longevity is the next disruptor story. It's the Well Beyond Wellness segment, and it's Roizen Rule for a Younger You rolled into one, because the data are impressive. And they follow similar to what I have done with my own patients. This is if you take GLP-1 drugs and stop, and the average person stops after about 4 months, but many go on for 8 or 9 months, they lose weight, and then they regain it. And the question is there anything we can do to stop them regaining it? And the answer was, yeah, space out the GLP-1 drug, start it again, but do it every 2 weeks, same dose. That vacation apparently has some strong benefit, because what happens when you do that, the next thing that happens is that you lose all the weight you've regained, plus a bunch more, and that vacation system seems to work pretty darn well. So the message is, when you're on a GLP-1, when you hit your goal weight, don't stop it. Go to every other week and you'll actually lose a little more weight and you'll be, in fact, healthier for it. Why do I say you'll be healthier? Well, we've talked in the past about the GLP-1s decrease your risk and progression of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease, lung disease, osteoarthritis. Almost every organ benefits from the metabolic changes, we think, from the GLP-1s. But in addition, and this is really key and fun, is in addition, it stops addictions. That's right. In the veteran study just released as I'm speaking today, so it's probably 2 weeks ago since we delay the podcast or do them in advance, but the veterans who were on a GLP-1 had much lower rates of addiction to alcohol, cocaine, opioids, every multi-abuse drug possible, even cigarettes. So the point is, these GLP-1s seem to have a real benefit. You know, I speculated a bunch of time ago that soon we'll take all the fifth graders whose parents allow them to do it, look at their genome. If they've got the gene that is at risk for addiction, we'll start them on a low-dose GLP-1 by sixth or seventh grade, and they'll never get addicted, and they'll never have the heartbreak of addiction. So that's my forecast for the future. The big story, GLP-1s go to half the dose. Now, how do I do this to make it most efficient for patients? Well, Eli Lilly has the same price for 5 milligrams dose as the 10 milligram per week dose as the 12.5 milligram dose. So I start patients with a 2.5 milligram, but give it 1.5 milligrams per week. So the 1 month dose, which costs roughly $300, lasts 2 months, and it's $750 a month. Now, space it to every other week, and it's $75 a month. Pretty affordable. And remember, Dr. Oz negotiated with all the drug companies. The Medicaid patients will be paying nothing for it, and the Medicare patients, $50 a month. Space it out, and it actually comes to $12.50 a month. Pretty reasonable. And I hope Eli Lilly lets us continue that. It does mean that your primary care doc has to reorder it for you every time, every, if you will, 4 months. A double dose lasts twice, 2 months, and space it out to every other week. That's 4 months. So 4 months, the doc will have to reorder it to you. So treat your doc nicely so that he will reorder it for you at that frequency. Otherwise, if you order a big dose, you know, a year's worth of supply, Eli Lilly will make you pay for it every 45 days. I hope they'll let us do it this way and continue it this way, because they'll end up with more people on the drug longer, and we as a country will end up with less disease. Thanks again for listening. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. I'm your host. This has been 1274A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week. The B's, and do turn in 1273B about preventing cancer. We have a great guest who did a marvelous job, incredible interview he gave. This is, again, Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you by Life First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Dye Rescue, and Bovine Coastrum, as well as For Youngevity, Youngevity, as if you're young, Evity, youngevity.com, because there's a real chance for a great age reboot and you becoming younger if you stay as young as you can now. And thank you, our 50,000 or so listeners. You're the reason we do this. Remember, Podcast Health is the best place for all your health podcasts. Thanks again. We'll see you next week on the podcast. Hope you download the B segment, especially from last week, to learn about cancer prevention.